May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If I had to pick one favorite disciple of mine, it would have to be Peter. Peter is impetuous. He's usually the first one to respond to Jesus. Sometimes I imagine Peter as a great big man who gave huge bear hugs, a man who was loyal and steadfast and ready to do anything that Jesus asked of him on a moment's notice. And I love this gospel story where Peter asks Jesus to order him to walk on the water. Only Peter would do something like that. Peter is so human. His story, as we have it in the Gospels, is full of risks, mistakes, embarrassment. It is full of failures. And many of us can identify with Peter because sometimes our lives are like that. Peter tries and fails again and again. But Peter loves the Lord. He loves Jesus and he never gives up. Every time he makes a mistake, he picks himself up and he keeps on trying. Remember what we know about Peter from the Gospels. Peter is the one who tries to stop Jesus from going to Jerusalem because he doesn't understand why Jesus has to suffer and die. And then Jesus rebukes him strongly. In the Transfiguration, when Peter and James and John go up on the mountain with Christ and see him in all his glory, Peter gets nervous and just starts babbling. On the night that Jesus is betrayed, at first, Peter refuses to let Jesus wash his feet until Jesus makes it clear that to receive that ministry is part of being a disciple. And later that night, Peter denies Jesus three times after he had vowed that he could never do such a thing. So today, this gospel story has Peter as a main character again. The story from Matthew of Peter and the disciples and a boat on the Sea of Galilee in a storm. The disciples must have been tired. They had had a long day of ministry with Jesus, and he sent them on in the boat, sent them on ahead to the other side of the shore when he went up the mountain to pray. But they couldn't seem to get to the other side. All night, the wind was against them, and they were battered by the waves. They must have been, at least some of them, awake the entire night, trying to keep the ship from sinking. And now it is morning, and it would seem as if the forces of darkness and chaos were against them. So it's no wonder that when they see this figure walking across the water towards them, they are terrified. They think it must be a ghost. But instead, it is Jesus coming towards them, and he says to them what he says to us so often, "Do not be afraid." How often do we allow our fears to distort our vision of the world, our vision of each other, our vision of God? Do "Do not be afraid," Jesus says. And then it is Peter again who takes the initiative, who engages with Jesus. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Because he knew that Jesus could do anything. Now, there are lots of other things that Peter could have said at that point, lots of ways that he could have tested to see if this was really Jesus. He could have said, "Lord, if it is you, tell me what we were talking about last night." Or, "Lord, if it is you, call us all by name." Or any number of things. But no, not Peter. Peter goes whole hog. That's why I love Peter. There is no halfway with Peter. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So Jesus calls, and Peter gets out of the boat. Now, I love what one commentator wrote. Peter may have had only a little faith, but nobody else got out of that boat. Peter made that leap of faith and stepped out of the boat onto the water. The great philosopher Soren Kierkegaard wrote this: "To dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. Not to dare is to lose oneself." Can we dare to be like Peter at times? To risk, to take that leap, to do something that we know that in ourselves we do not have the power to do, but with God's help, we can do it? Peter dares to step out of that boat in faith, and then his fears overwhelm him again. He begins to sink, and he cries out for Jesus. And Jesus is there immediately, Matthew says. Jesus reaches out his hand to save Peter. And all the disciples say, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Peter can be for us a model of risking for our faith, risking something beyond what we believe our abilities are. Something that with God's help we can do for the world. I was reminded of, by this story, of part of a poem that I like to quote often. It's out of the Celtic tradition, about the new year and about stepping out, taking that leap of faith. "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light, and safer than a known way.'"